Item number 12, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding funding for capital improvements at Zablocki Park, specifically community development block grant opportunities. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman, Supervisors, just kind of want to start off with how this all started. If you look on the screen, the former Milwaukee Brewer, Prince Fielder, won the All-Star League MVP last year, and through the Chevy Diamonds and Dreams program, he was allotted $40,000 to give to a field of his choice, and he chose a Milwaukee County Park, more specifically Zablocki Park, and there's some pictures of the actual check. These are the two diamonds that we were hoping to upgrade with that money and through CDBG money as well. These two diamonds on the picture are existing diamonds, and the overlays show where the improvements would go. Some of the current conditions of these diamonds, as you can see through some of these pictures, they need some help. They have some problems that drastically need to be addressed to increase usage, less games canceled, more tournaments being held there. This is a specifically interesting park because of the multiple diamonds within that park as we look to going to more 3-4 diamond complexes. Some of the things that would be put in, drainage, irrigation, some regrading, warning tracks, anchors, rebuilding mounds, rebuilding lips, bleachers, reskin infields. I know some of that doesn't mean a whole lot, but when you look at some before and after shots of some of the fields that were done through the Diamonds and Dreams programs, you can see the significant impact that some of these funds can have on existing facilities. Obviously, the before on your left and the after on your right. And that's basically a summary of what the plan will be moving forward. We have itemized detailed list of things that can be done to both fields depending on the end funding result will depend on how much we can do at those two ball diamonds. But then again, it all started with the now Detroit Tiger, Prince Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. Baldwin. Would you like to comment on the funding mechanism here?
The only thing I could say at this point is we held a public hearing at our last committee meeting, and we have a special meeting of the committee the Monday before 4 day, I think it's the 12th. And at 1 o'clock, and at that time, and sometime between now and then, the department will come in with a report on the block grant program for that special meeting. That's about all I could say at this point.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had the pleasure of touring Zablocki Park, I believe last week, with Supervisor Borkowski and Ms. Schlesser and Mr. Rozek met us there as well. And it gave me a lot of ideas for improvements. Unfortunately, it's out of my district, so it stands off, right? But no, it was evident to me many of the ball diamonds that are in there are they're at the bottom of a valley, basically. And that means when it rains or the snow melts, as has been happening both recently, the water goes down into the ball diamonds, and it makes them unplayable unless you want to play mud ball. So I'm glad to see that we can get some action on funding for improvements here, and look forward to hearing the results on the 12th. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Baldwin.
I would like to add, I misspoke by not saying that the location of this park is right on the corner of Supervisor Borkowski. It will be in his new district, and it was in Supervisor Weishan's, and it's across the street from Supervisor Haas, and it is used by people throughout the community. And it is also located in the city of Greenfield, which is one of our partners with the block grant program. I should have made that clear because I didn't know the committee knew where it was.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Cesars?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. If this can go forward, successful completion, when do we expect that it be usable for the community?
Chairman, Supervisors, as soon as possible. It really depends on the funding, and we're working with the Cal Ripken's group, that with the Chevy money, they have an owner agent, if you will, that comes in and oversees the project, and we are on a time crunch with the Chevy money for this summer, so we want to make sure that we can get the fields up and running as soon as possible. Again, even with our organized sports, you know, can we program it for this year yet? So I'm hopeful that we'll get some direction from the board by the end of board day and figure out where we're at with the funding and then move forward from there. That's it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, we do have a question. Supervisor Jersey.
I have a lot of questions. Was the Blocky Park not the park that was mentioned for the arts funding money?
It was, and that was not referred out of finance. And this was CDBG money was viewed as a viable alternative given the suburban siting of Zablocki Park alternative funding, rather than public art funding, public art money being used to fund this.
So we're using Greenfield's share of their grant money?
The county's share.
There are a lot of red flags going up for me right now. I mean, I've been told many times grant money can only be used for certain things, and I've certainly never heard it could be used for park projects within a district. Mr. Boltman, maybe you can help me on
Mr.
that.
Mr. Boltman?
Chairman, for the last 20 years, I think 19 of them, the Parks Department got some of the block grant.
It did, okay. And we're talking about the Prince Fielder money. Was this the first project that we were going to use, or was there a different project? Because it seems to me we had announced earlier a different park. Am I wrong on that?
Chairman, supervisors, this was their decision and their choice which park they wanted to put the money into.
So Fielder actually made that,
or his people, yeah.
And the Parks Department had no input in that?
Oh, yeah, we gave them a list of projects and where they would be interested in what have you, and this was their choice.
No further questions. That item's informational. If there's no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.
Can I just say it's your last meeting, and I just want to thank you so much, Chairman Broderick. It's been a pleasure to work with you and everybody else on the board. I'm just really proud of what we've been able to accomplish together, seriously, through these, I don't know, everybody's got different time frames, but the last chunk of time, I really think that we should be proud of what we did together.
And we are. Thank you so much.
Thank you for pointing that out.